Yo, this is a No Self-Control Podcast. My name is Little Royal. I am going at you mono today. Like, there's just so many things I want to talk about when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to the future of this business, the future of No Self-Control production. The first thing I'm thinking about is changing the name. It needs a little control, but a lot of control. And I'm not sure, you probably don't know about this, but I'm actually an aspiring novelist, writer, if you will. I'm published in poetry. I've written for the newspaper. I've written up to 7 books, but I haven't only published 1 so far. Like, there's just so many things that I'm trying to do. Like, when it comes to business, when it comes to technology, when it comes, I'm actually starting my master's in computer science. Like, I'm gonna really have to come up with a schedule. I'm gonna have to really clean up a lot about myself. And like that's, but you know, that's something that's not easy to do. Like, but that's what comes with growing pains. That's what it is. It's growing pains. Like, you're growing up. And you're starting to think about life a lot differently. And I've been through a lot of stuff in, like, not too recently. And I just want to be in way more control of my life. And I realized to do that, I have to cut off people. I have to leave people alone, especially if they don't listen to me. Or they're not the comprehension isn't there. Like, we have to have an understanding. And it's kind of scary because, like, you realize you can be talking to somebody. You can be, like, thinking that you're sitting here eye to eye. But you're not. Like, they have no concept. They don't know who you are. Like, but you're like, how could they not know who I am when I've told them so many times? When I've showed them with my actions. But, like, I understand because, like, me, I have a lot of raw emotion. And it's kind of hard for people to, like, really understand me because I come from a place where, like, how people talk probably wasn't the best. And all that emotion still comes out from time to time, especially when I'm talking to people that I think should know me. Like, it's easy for me to talk to strangers. Like, people who don't know me. Because they don't have no preconceived notions of who I am. And, like, people, like, I have to remind them about things. It feels like you gotta remind them over and over and over again. And it can kind of make you feel crazy. It's like, yo, we've talked about this. But when that person's around, it doesn't feel like, what is the communication barriers like? What is keeping us from understanding who, like, what each other is saying? And that can be really stressful. You know, like, but, like, everybody has their own plans. Everybody's like, or they just have a bad memory. It's like, you're supposed to be doing something one day. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. It's like, but I thought we were, okay. You know, like, all right, but I guess you can do whatever you want. But that's why things have to be written, paper, man, contracts. You know, like, you, And it sucks, but that's because people, they forget everything. They just don't, and you think they're aware. But, you know, it's like, they aren't aware. But, to be honest, like, I guess you could say that about me. You could say that almost about everything. Like, because I always thought that I knew more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of knew how I would handle a lot of things. And I was wrong. But I'm handling it. You know, like, I'm not dealing with all of my emotions the best way. It's actually become hard. Like, I feel like I was more capable of understanding, like, when I was acting a little bit more. Like, people call me tough still to this day. You know, like, people that know me, they like, damn, this nigga acts so hard. And I'm like, bro, I'm really not. Because, like, I come from a hard place. You know, like, I come from, like, and it's hard to explain it. It's so hard to explain. And you get tired of trying to explain things. Because you try to explain them over and over again. And it feels like most of the time you don't get nowhere. And I'm just hoping that, like, but I kind of understand to this point, like, you're never going to get to a place where there is no conflict. You're never going to get to a place where you don't have to explain. Until you get to live alone and you retire. Because, to be honest, I'd rather be sitting here writing books. That's it. Not talking to none of y'all niggas. I love writing these books. It's hard for me not to talk about it. That's my passion. If I could be honest, I would almost leave the world going to a little. But nah, I feel like. Like, I would like to disappear sometimes and just write, you know, like that way, you know, you're like, here's the problem with always being in contact with people. It's like you run the risk of damaging. But if you guys know how to talk to each other. If you guys know where y'all stand, but, like, I understand that. You know, like, it took a lot of therapy to get where I am to this day. It took a lot of self-reflection, and that's painful. That's why I wrote Paradise Falls. I was gonna put all that pain into this book. It's almost like I predicted a lot of things. Like, well, not. It's It's like I predicted a lot of what I was going to go through. And it's hard editing this stuff. I don't like. I'm going to read the acknowledgement or memoriam. In loving memory of my grandmother, Lois Dixon, it took everything for me to finish this. And it is you who kept me going. I love you and miss you. I wish you were still here with us, but you knew you needed to go. This is the hardest thing for me to write. When you died, it felt like my life was over. Death is something that will come for us all. It's cold and unyielding. This memoriam also goes to my grandma May and Uncle Jeff. I am grateful my father survived COVID and hope the world returns to some sense of normalcy, whatever that means. We have been desensitized to our trauma. The taste of sadness lingers in our mouths. Fear and sadness is draining and it keeps us from seeing the truth. The pandemic has changed me in ways I didn't know were fathomable. Before the year 2020, I wasn't sure I had anything in common with Blue. After losing several family members and friends, I know better now. This story is written for those who live with depression and anxiety. And I hope all you read this know suicide is never the way. When we go through our manic states and triggers, we can take a deep breath and live on. Living can be difficult, but paradise falls for some 365 days a year. And it falls for some of us more than others. Peace. Yeah, it takes a lot to write this. I mean, for this podcast, I'm going to read Prologue Clouds, and I might continue reading the entire book on this podcast. Wednesday, June 16th. Next Wednesday, I'll read another chapter. All right, this is Chapter 1, Prologue Clouds. A massive crescent moon thrusts into the heart of Paradise Falls. A large stream of moonlight cuts through the darkness like a sapple through skin. The suburb was full of small houses and mom and pop shops. It was a relic of the past. Paradise Falls seemed like in any suburbia. It was just an hour outside of Reflection City and Red Mountain, but it was a different dimension. The gloomy clouds suffocate the golden moon like a bitter spouse. The rain pours down like the tears of God. The thunder and lightning play like an orchestra of death. Blue begins to shake and sob. He dashes to his parents' room and tries to open the door, but it doesn't open. He knocks on it, but no one answers. He can still hear the knocking on the door as he placed his head in the noose. His hopeless eyes looked at the full moon as he took a deep breath. He seems certain death is the answer. This world doesn't need me. Tears are written on his face as the noose is grasping his neck. He wipes his tears away like his hopes and dreams. He feels the depression that many people feel at this moment. He slowly moves the stool under his feet. The door opens with a gust of wind pouring in. It smells like salt and fresh water. A white light is behind the beautiful young lady. Blue can only see her silhouette. She has a nice, slim, thick figure with a long, jet black flowing hair with a blue streak in it. His eyes are glowing with the light of death. Before Blue can end it all, their eyes meet. In her haste to save him, she knocks the stool over. His life now literally rests on her shoulders. She is encumbered by his weight. Are you trying to save me or kill me? What do you mean? She struggles to keep her balance as he sits on her shoulders. The door is wide open and a subtle breeze is pushing through. The moment is bleak as the rope is long. The noose has his neck in a friendly hold. Well, before you barged in and interrupted, I was trying to kill myself, he said sarcastically. I'm sorry, I just don't know how to deal with this situation. Neither do I. Blue rubs his brow in annoyance. You don't have to deal with this situation. You could just leave. The moment is as odd as they are. There is a subtle feeling of deja vu, like they have been here before. The two only knew each other through a seemingly meaningless encounter. When Cloud moved in, she was there with her grandma. Dorian anxiously stood behind her umbrella. The only shared glances for a moment. Neither could possibly know it. They would one day be in this predicament. Do you care about your family and friends? How will it make them feel? She says as she struggles to hold him up. They are dead and I want to see them again. I know they want to see you again. If that means you die early. She begins to cry for him as she struggles to hold his weight. Blue eyes are full of pain. He tries to not cry with her, but he must let go. She pauses for a second to think about what she will say next. She closes her eyes and her head tilts downwards. I don't know what to say. How are you going to help me? Are you going to bring them back? He says sarcastically. I can't. How can you know how I feel? His words hit like a nerve, but she shows no anger. I was sexually assaulted. As the words leave her mouth, her heart sinks. Her words cut him like a scythe. Does it get better? He says. This with dead eyes. She looks around as she searches for some words to say. It's not easy. It takes time for your wounds to heal, but when they do heal, you will smile, and it will be worth it. Dora tries to force a smile and fights her tears. Blue takes her words to heart. Dora's legs begin to shake as they do. Both look at each other. Then he looks at the knife. Her legs buckle under his weight. She darts to the sink, grabs a knife, and cuts the rope just before he passes out. Boo falls to the ground with a thud. Dora gets up slowly and sits on Blue's recliner and takes a deep breath. She accidentally opens the chair up. She stares through the skylight. The sky looks as gray as a funeral. Clancy lays on the ground, rubbing his neck. He wipes his eyes and puts his hands through his hair. He lays there on the floor, disgruntled and beside himself. With envy of the dead and the jovial. Casey coughs and gags a bit. A sharp bruise is on his neck from the rope. You are going to give up? Give what up? Your life? He lets the tears flow like the rain outside his window. He wants to hold in, but the sadness is too strong. Blue looked towards the forming tornadoes. The lightning strikes with disdain, cracking a tree in half. The lights reflect in her eyes. Blue sees gray clouds that eclipse the horizon. The shades of gray grow into a storm. They can hear the wind brushing against the windows. The trees scratching the wall like a monster in the night. It begins to rain like the tale of Gilgamesh. A hurricane storms through like a bad omen. The two are left alone with only the thoughts in their heads. The warrior is staring straight into the gray. There's a warmth and softness in her. Blue seems dismayed as he lays sideways in a near fetal position and cries loudly. He is losing his mind. His eyes stare through the royal blue wall. He repostures himself and faces towards the same sky she gazes in. Her eyes sparkle with lightning strikes, sporadically like fireworks. Please don't kill yourself, Blue. Why? Blue puts his hands on his forehead, then down to his temple in anguish. His posture seems stoic, but his eyes watch the bolts of energy cutting through trees, homes, and the sky itself. Thunder echoes through his home like a drum. Let me show you. Okay. They see the eye of the storm. They can smell and taste the salt and moisture in the air. The rain pours down like a machine gun bullet firing in a public school. The water washes the pain away like blood off a slaughterhouse floor. They hear trees being pulled down, breaking and crashing to the ground like a child's dream. The streets flood with the rain, and a homeless man drowns in the streets. A husky swims past. A tree falls and lands on a one-story home, allowing the water to pour in. Twin girls hiding from the storm. A tornado is on Fifth Avenue. The gust of wind picks up to form a Category 5 hurricane. Large amount of newspapers, plastic cups, garbage, cans, water bottles, books, lighters, torn shirts, and pants are swept out of the streets and into the lake. The flood is large enough to flood the cars, apartments, and homes across all of Paradise Falls. The small city looks like a bad water park. Each oblique and bland blocks still look the same, even underwater. Paradise Falls is drowned in the storm. The buildings are submerged like the off-brand city of Atlantis. Death, with scythe in hand, stands on top of Paradise Falls apartment, watching over everything. Mother Nature was taking the city back, as the city should stay underwater forever. That's chapter one of Paradise Falls. The next chapter is Welcome to Paradise Falls, and that will be the next chapter that I'll read. I'm going to be doing some editing on this. The editing process is never done. I remember when I first heard that, I was like, what do you mean? Now I know. But thank you for listening. This is chapter one. And next Wednesday, I'm going to come at you. Same time, same place. Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I'm going to read a chapter. So, by that time, my book will be coming out. I'm plugging August 19th. Paradise Falls comes out. Peace out. This is No Self-Control Podcast. Peace to all humanity.